We could wait a little longer, see if I grow some more. You haven't grown for 2 months, and you're quite big enough already.
Yes, Syrinx,
the starship said, so meekly that she had to smile. Come on, remember I was apprehensive with Hazard. That turned out to be fantastic. I hardly think you can compare sex with spaceflight, and I wouldn't call that apprehension, more like impatience. There was a tone of pique in the mental voice. Syrinx put her hands on her hips. Get on with it. Inerne had been steadily absorbing electricity from the nutrient production globe for the last month. With its growth phase finally complete, the demand on the induction pick-off cables by the globe's organs had fallen off sharply, allowing the starship to begin the long powering-up process of its patterning cells. Now the energy levels were high enough to initiate a distortion field, which would enable it to suck power directly out of space. If it didn't get the distortion field right, the cells would power down and a rescue mission would have to be launched. In the past, such missions hadn't always been 100% successful. With Syrinx's pride and encouragement bolstering its mind, Inerne started to separate from the nutrient-producing globe. Fibrous tubes tore along their stress lines. Warm fluids squirted into space, acting like crude rocket engines, adding to the pressure on the remaining tubes. Organic conductors snapped and sealed, their ends whipping back and forth in the expanding cloud of vaporized fluid. The final tube broke, and the globe lurched away like a punctured balloon.
"See? Easy," Syrinx said.
The two of them were remembering together, reviewing the mirage-like memories of a void hawk called Iasis. To generate a distortion field, you just had to trigger the initial energy flash through the patterning cells like so. Energy began to flow inside the labyrinthine honeycomb of patterning cells, compressing, the density building towards infinity in mere nanoseconds. The distortion field flared outwards, billowing wildly.
"Steady," Syrinx instructed gently.
The field's fluctuations began to damp down. It changed shape, becoming more stable, twisting the radiation of local space into a visible stream. The patterning cells began to absorb it. There was a heavenly sensation of satisfaction gusting out to the stars.
"Yes, we did it,"
they embraced mentally. Congratulations were flung at them from Edenists and Void Hawks alike. Syrinx searched round to see that all her siblings and their craft had generated stable distortion fields. As if Athene's children would fail. Together, Inerne and Syrinx began to experiment, changing the shape of the field, altering its strength. The Void Hawk began to move, rising up out of the rings into clear space, seeing the stars unencumbered for the first time. Syrinx thought she could feel the wind blowing in her face, ruffling her hair. She was some ancient mariner standing on the wooden deck of her sailing ship, speeding across an endless ocean. 3 hours later, Inerne slipped into the gap between Romulus's northern end cap and the counter-rotating dock. It began to curve round, racing after the ledge. Syrinx saw it expand from nowhere out of the spinning starfield.
"I can see you."
It had been so long. "And I you," Inerne replied lovingly. She jumped for joy, legs sending her flying 3 meters above the ledge.
"Careful," Inerne said.
Syrinx just laughed. It slid in over the edge and hovered above the pedestal closest to her. When it settled, she began to glide run towards it, whooping exuberantly, arms windmilling for balance. Inerne's smooth midnight blue hull was marbled by fine purple web.